Sugarcane researchers are always looking for ways to get more sugar out of their varieties. LSU Ag Center researchers are studying several varieties where the sugar content really isn't a factor. Energy cane is grown for its fiber cellulose, which can be converted to ethanol.
These energy canes tend to have anywhere from 20 to 25% fiber, whereas our commercial varieties have only about 12 to 13, at the most 14% fiber.
Researchers are examining the characteristics of these varieties.
We know what we need in terms of inputs for the commercial varieties, whether that be the fertilizers, whether that be the herbicides, insecticides, and things of that nature, but we really had not done the agronomic factors that are required for these energy canes.
Researchers at the LSU Ag Center's Audubon Sugar Institute are working on converting the fiber from the cane into ethanol.
With the protocol that we have at Audubon, we can produce about 75 to 80 gallons of ethanol for every ton of dry matter.
This is Toby Blanchard reporting.